MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Nuclear waste managers may have found a path forward for a contaminated drum of nuclear waste left stranded in the parking lot of the waste isolation pilot plant for almost a year. The drum sent from the Department of Energy's Savannah Riverside in South Carolina was initially destined for disposal in WIPP's underground repository, but was found contaminated when received at the site August 26 last year. That meant the drum known as Half-Packed 506 could not be sent underground for disposal at WIPP and would need to be sent back to South Carolina for processing. Well, it's only going to get hotter and hotter across the state as high pressure builds to the south. This week, a few degrees hotter across much of the state, especially eastern New Mexico, with downslope warming. Triple digit temps are forecast for many locations far south, with 90s in Albuquerque, 80s to the north. Chavez, Eddy, and Lee counties all have heat advisories in effect, with temperatures up to 106. Red flag warnings are in effect across western New Mexico and the Northeast Highlands. Be safe out there. More money could be coming to New Mexico to plug abandoned oil and gas wells on federal public land as the Department of Interior targets wells nationwide on national park grounds. DOI announcing June 8, it was earmarking about $64 million to address orphan wells in national parks, forest, wildlife, refuge, and other public lands and waters. The work was intended to address air pollution from methane emission, along with water and land impacts from wells left abandoned by oil companies. In New Mexico, wells become abandoned when operators deem them unviable financially, leaving them non-producing and non-monitored for ongoing impacts to the environment. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.